Khalid, Up All Night. A minute after 7 a.m., a very good morning to you. We are going straight into news, and then straight after that, we're going to do Get Up and Go Jam. We're going to check out the winner. Well, let's say the loser this time around, because we're looking for the loser, actually.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your full news bulletin at 7 a.m., Eskom is unable to say when load shedding will stop, and UJ's quest for 4IR yields two new research and innovation chairs.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
A very good morning to you for UJFM News on the UJFM Breakfast. I am Gabetu Makaba. Eskom has urged South Africans to reduce electricity usage so that it can alleviate some of the pressure on its grid and lessen the need for load shedding. The power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding yesterday to prevent the collapse of its electricity system. Eskom says it was not in a position to predict if and when it would stop the planned rolling blackouts. The parastatal said it understood that South Africans were frustrated because of load shedding, saying rotational blackouts were necessary in order to avoid a national breakdown of its power grid. Eskom spokesperson Dikatso Motae said they were doing everything they could to fix the problem. Protesters who had camped outside the United Nations High Commission for Refugees in Pretoria last month are legally entitled to be in South Africa. The Department of Home Affairs says it checked their status and were trying to get them to return to their homes in the country. The statement from the Department of Home Affairs said the process of verifying the status of protesters was completed while they were being held at the Lindela Repatriation Centre. They were taken there after police removed them from the parking lot and grounds of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Officials said protesters are in South Africa legally, with some documented as refugees, while others documented as asylum seekers. Some have returned voluntarily to their places of residence in South Africa, despite fears of xenophobic attacks which caused the protest. And finally, two prominent researchers from the Faculty of Engineering and Built Environment and College of Business and Economics at the University of Johannesburg have been awarded research and innovation chairs in their respective fields by the Education, Training and Development and Practices CETA. The new fully funded research and innovation chairs are headed by Prof. Telukdare and Associate Professor Prof. Dankiso Moloi. Gold is trading at $1,477.69 an ounce. The dollar's at R14.59, R16.17 to the euro, and R19.13 to the pound. It's a rainy day in store for Gauteng today, with thundershowers expected, with a low of 11 degrees, peaking at 15 degrees in Joburg. Your top trends on Twitter this hour include hashtag Lamza, load shedding, Illuminati, and Fagaza. And now to recap your top story at 7 a.m., Eskom is unable to say when load shedding will stop.
Now let's have a look, if I can get my mic as per usual, but yeah, let's have a look at your